Who would like to come and start?
Hello. My name is Jane Martin, if nobody knows me here. I came here and I first met the pastor. It was a funny story. Our church was closing down, and I didn't know where to go after. And I didn't want to. I just tried and tried different churches, and we had a yard sale one day. And who strolls in but Karen and Jen? And they bought a lot of stuff from us, and so, of course, they had to get permission from the pastor if they could buy all this stuff. So they called him, and he came over. And for some reason, Jennifer and I got talking about children's ministry. Well, that's been my passion for years. And it's like I got excited, and I was like, maybe this is the church that God's calling me to. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to put the trust in the Lord, and I guess he'll show me where to go. So, you know, I went to a couple other churches with my other churchgoers from my past church, and I really didn't care that much for it. So then I decided one day, okay, I'm going to help them out with Vacation Bible School. Because I know my church hadn't had it for a while, and they said they hadn't had it for a while, and I had a lot of material. So I said, okay, I have all these free materials. Let's go with it. So we did. And it was very successful, at least I think it was. And I had a lot of help from all of you. And I've met most of you, I think. I don't know, not all of you, but most of you. And you've been very good to me. You've given me prayers that I appreciate. And I just wanted to thank the pastor and Karen and Jen for coming in my life to show me that this church was here for me. And hopefully this is where I should be. So thank you all, and thank you, Pastor.
Hello, John. I just wanted to say, I've been to a lot of churches in my life, but I've never been to a church that I've learned so much from as I have this one. I've been coming here for quite a few years, but I have learned more through you than any other pastor. Through Sunday mornings and through Tuesday morning Bible studies. And I see where God has really, really done a lot in your life. He has given you a lot of love, and you have shared that with all of us. He's blessed you with a wonderful family and a wonderful wife. And he's given you very special gifts. Very special gifts that when you walk into a room, people look at you and they don't see John, they see Jesus in you, because that's who you are. And I could go on and on and on, but I won't. And I just want to say we love you, I love you, thank you very much for all that you've done.
I would just like to read a few verses from Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Talk about them, impress them on your children when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames, your houses, and on your gates. I would just like to say that I'm so blessed to be here and coming to this church for the past 10 years. I've been experienced the love of God and the constant reminders from Pastor Bales about how we must love the Lord with all our souls. And he in fact, reflects all whatever he preaches every Sunday, through his experiences and the way he brings out the word in depth, and he targets the right point, the message that he gives us is like it goes to your heart. You know, that's what I'm blessed with, and I'm so blessed today here that he is the shepherd for this church, and we, when we come as sheep, he's always there to guide us, counsel us, admonish us, and at the same time, love us and tells us that God is there. Jesus is the one who has redeemed us, and whatever you do, do the right thing, and you are always blessed. Thank you, Pastor, for your love, for the way you prepare the messages for us, for the kind of depth there is in it. I just enjoy, I cherish every word that you say. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Christina Bloomer, and I wanted to talk about how this is by far the best church I've ever been to. The music is way better, the preaches are way better, and it's much more fun. And also, there are like, well, he buys me stuff. This morning, he bought me strawberry sundae from Roy Rogers for breakfast, so that was cool too. But he's funny, and he's just fun to be around, so I wanted to thank you.
I'm Christina Vanslyke, and you have not bought me anything. But he is a way better pastor than I've ever known, and a way better boss. But truthfully, our grown children, now our grandchildren, they talk about Pastor Bales, and every time they come here to the church, they want to see Mrs. Bales and Pastor Bales. And just your consistent diligence in preaching Jesus and how you show forth that the hero in your life is God. And you stress that to us, that our hero is the Lord. Thank you, John. Thank you, Karen.
Praise God. I just started coming here again about 5 months ago, and came also from a church that was closing down. Didn't know what to do, where to go. So I came back here one Sunday morning, and the worship service was like coming back home. I mean, there's such a sweet spirit here, such a good spirit here, and it just got me hooked right from the start. And so, of course, the messages, the teaching that John gives are you know, superlative. And I really appreciate the worship service and the teaching that's gone on here. And I thank you all for your friendship also. And I'm getting to know everybody's name here finally. So it's coming together. Thank you.
Hi, Pastor Bales. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Shauna. I don't really like to talk in public, but I'm going to. I appreciate you, Pastor Bales, for calling Ariel every once in a while, and I ask her to come up and sing. I don't think she realizes how important it is sometimes. I appreciate the sermons that you give. You really challenge me to think. You challenge me to think a lot more than what sometimes I really want to think, and just, you know, sit there and read the Bible and just be like, oh, okay. I appreciate your father-like presence to all of us, to my whole entire family. So, and the way you are in this whole entire church, the way that you're consistent, I think, like people have said, you know, your presence is always the same. It's comforting. So thank you, Pastor Bales.
Good morning, everyone. Pastor, I just wanted to say that I so appreciate your teaching, not only here in the church, but the work that you do through the seminary and how you have really, you make me think about the Word, not just hear the Word and hopefully do the Word, but you make me really think about it and dissect it, and you teach us all to do that. And I so appreciate that, and we are blessed to have you as our pastor, and we're very blessed, Karen, to have you as well. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but I don't think John would be who John is without you, and I think he's very blessed to have you in his life.
Hi. My name is Anders, and I would like to thank Pastor John for giving me a new perspective on Christianity. A lot of Christians think of Christianity in a very linear way, so just read the Bible, pray, go to church. But he gave me a new perspective on Christianity, so just you don't just do that as a Christian. You have to do a lot more things, like minister to others, and I appreciate that about Pastor John. Thank you.
Hi, and my name is Priska, and I just wanted to say that I appreciated Pastor John because of how in-depth he goes in his studies and how from his studies I can basically, surprisingly, use them in class. I use them in my philosophy class, and, you know, my teachers are very surprised as to why I know all of this stuff, but it's just that Pastor John, you'll find that in any other church, maybe they might just skim through the text, but Pastor John just goes so in-depth that you have so many notes to argue for what you believe in, and I appreciate that about Pastor John.
You know, I'm here to say hallelujah. I didn't know these guys, they get something out of you. What I got out of you myself is you sing really well. I love that. And when you teach, you know, when you come to church, you think you know, then you realize, maybe I didn't know that. So you go and look. And I like the word dissect. You go and look around and study. Myself, I'm studying a lot about how to run the ministry. And Pastor, I realize that it's not easy. But I have the word for you in Exodus 14:14. It says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. God bless you.
After several years, I've been really glad to be able to finally come to the Bible study on Tuesday mornings. Last year was the first year, and I'm so thankful to have something like that. Like everybody else says, your study and your teaching is so good, and I like when you tell us what the Greek and what the Hebrew means, because sometimes it's not exactly what's written, and it gives a different perspective. But I also want to tell you, around our house, other than her father, to Sandy, you're the man. When our power goes out, does Pastor John have lights? When we have a thunderstorm, does Pastor John have a thunderstorm? If we are snowed out from church, does Pastor John know we're not going to church? So I hear Pastor John at least once or twice a day, every day, from Sandy. And thank you for your love for her.
Good morning, church. First, give honor to God right now. And I'm really nervous speaking in front of a lot of people. I had to come here. I came from Upper Marlboro. This is my second time here. I met Pastor Bell through my husband, which is incarcerated in Hagerstown MCTC. And he just told me all about Pastor Bell especially his studies, because I had to study and get on his, the same accord before we got married. Wow. We just had a 5-year anniversary. Thank you. And when we were studying, that's something I never did. I just, you know, scan through the Bible, pick my little answers out and stuff like that. You know, he was sending me literatures and stuff. I sent it back, and it comes back. This is not good. You need more details. What is this? You didn't read it. You know, this is all Pastor Bell. You just, he studies like Pastor Bell. And I said, wow, he is really serious about this. And I found out, just knowing Pastor Bell, it is not a joke. He loves the Lord. He wants his family loves the Lord, and that's what he brought to my home. I mean, I'm so blessed to have him. And he loves Pastor Bell so much, I believe he looks at Pastor Bell as a dad. When I'm in trouble, when I need a prayer, call Pastor Bell. Call Pastor Bell. Don't you wait till you talk to Pastor Bell. So let me tell you this. One day I was troubled, and I was crying. I called Pastor Bell. And this is how much he loves Edward. His name is Edward. The prayer was, Edward this. God, Edward this. And I'm the one crying. I'm like, okay, when are you going to get to me? You know, but I kept on saying, okay. You know, I kept agreeing to prayer, you know, but he just loved Edward that much. And I said to myself, well, that was marriage is all about. We as one. So if he's praying for Edward, he's praying for me. So I just thank you for your love and the little time I have known you. And Edward sent his token, and I, and it's for you. Appreciate you.
I'm not going to embarrass the rest of y'all, but if somebody else doesn't have anything to say, now I'm going to say this. This group over here give a little bit more than that group. I was not counting. Anybody else? Okay, I'll finish things up. And as far as comments, or would you call this popcorn testimonies? You know, when I'm on a diet, and when they said popcorn, okay, that was wrong, wasn't it? Pastor John, or John, as I usually sometimes slip and call you. But you are due being called Pastor John. I know we don't do with titles a lot in different places, but I grew up in a time when having a pastor, we accepted that God was providing us with godly men and God, with godly wives and families so much, you know, I'm 60 for your information, that I just took for granted that the Lord was still providing churches with godly men and their wives for the pastoring and shepherding of his churches, not realizing that the attack of the enemy is usually at the heart of the church, and that's usually its pastor. And so I have been blessed to usually serve in the sound department under a number of really great pastors here in this church and in the assemblies, and actually, telling how old I am, at Emmanuel's before they built that great edifice that they have now from time to time. So I've heard a lot of preaching. Whew. I've heard a lot of preaching. I've heard a lot of preaching, okay? And I can tell you, growing up hearing preaching, because Mom and Dad, every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, every time the church had something going, I heard all those preachers. And so I had a very high standard for preaching the Word of God. And I want to tell you, John, when you first came back from seminary, the first thing that clicked in my brain was I didn't say, oh, what a great preacher. I said, this man someday is going to be a great preacher. That was what went through my mind, and that was just a thought. And so when I did come back here about a year ago, I thought, wow, he's become a great preacher because he's true to the Word of God. Amen? And I'm going to tell you what, can't take that for granted anymore in the church world or in the world even. We're blessed to have all these communications. But communications is blah, 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 you know. And so I'm very blessed to be part of this church. I hope you accepted my letter. And I am also very blessed to have you as my brothers and sisters here co-laboring for Christ. And now, Karen, I'm going to mess with you a little bit. You need to come over and sit with your husband momentarily. Okay, y'all, don't look. She's excuse me. I'm just doing rearranging because now, unless there's a reason not to, we are going to invite our morning speaker, Pastor Jerry Banks, who is a senior pastor at First Love Church in Frederick. Let's say Frederick. Frederick, right? We love Frederick, right? For letting us have their preacher. Okay. And his gracious wife. And he is the chaplain of Grace Church at the Maryland Correctional Training Center, which some folks have referred to as MCTC. And might be hard for you to believe, but we have many brothers at the Maryland Correctional Training Center and at Hagerstown. I go with a different ministry up there once a month myself. So, and believe it or not, you know who they're praying for? Who they think are in the most danger? Us. You know what? They pray for us. They think that living in this area is dangerous. When I was there after 9/11, and they some of those brothers come up and said, "We were praying for you." I was like, "Phew, how messed up is that?" But that's the church, isn't it? Wherever the church is, whether it's behind bars or overseas or underground or blessed to be out in the open like we are. So I just want to welcome Pastor Banks. Let me turn the mic over to you if you're not already wired. And if you would like to have your wife say a few words come on now, you know you. They didn't tell you that I've messed with you, okay? Go ahead. Okay, and I'm going to read what the rest of this announcement says. It says, this will be a time for our pastor to relax and enjoy. I'm going to skip the first part. And be encouraged by the teaching and comments of thanks and great preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Pastor Banks here.
Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. I can't tell you except how much I agree with everything that was shared and probably would have put further emphasis on each one of those points except for he doesn't buy me Sundays. Amen. But my wife and I have been so enriched. But before I share any from where there's several guys I was able to get them to at least write a paragraph up at Grace. Grace is the church at Maryland Correctional Training Center, which Pastor Bales has been serving up there as the professor from Covenant Theological Seminary, and also as a dear friend to many of them. Including yours truly. Karen, I have to confess that I had to finagle this one at the last minute. But when the guys had heard, they were anxious to write something. That means so much. This is from Kendrick Boyd. He said, I thank God for using Pastor Bales to come at MCTC through his ministry. He's helped me to grow in knowledge and spiritual understanding by making it plain in a way that I can receive it and explain it all to the glory of God. May God continue to increase you in every way for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen. That's from Brother Kendrick. This one wasn't signed. It says, Pastor Bales' ministry here at Grace Church has greatly touched my life. Through his teachings from Covenant Theological Seminary, he has completely altered the way I read my Bible. I am no longer a daily bread Bible reader, but now one who digs deep into living and breathing Word of God, looking for context and true meaning, not twisting the Word to fit my life, but twisting my life to fit the Word. Amen. I just got tickled by that. And now with greater understanding and clarity, I'm able to teach everyone around me, including my family and young son. I thank God for his work that is being poured forth through the life of Mr. Bales. May God continue to use this man, it looks like Mon, maybe Jamaican there, after God's own heart. Amen. This is from Richard Eckert. I praise God for Pastor Bales and his willingness to be a servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. His humility, which I think is an important point, and allowing God to use him has greatly changed many people, myself included. My growth and maturity as a Christian has been influenced by Pastor Bales' faithfulness to bring us a word from God and teaching us how to be good exegetes, living a life for Christ. Every time Pastor Bales is here, I can count on hearing a message from the Lord and being sharpened. As Proverbs 27:17 states, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. He has shown great faith and has encouraged my family much, especially with sharing his testimony of God's grace with his son. I thank God for a wonderful man of God following in the footsteps of Christ, teaching the less fortunate how to walk in Christ's footsteps. Amen. This one is from Wesley White. I didn't pre-read these. Something there. Okay. Pastor Bales and his family today in Jesus' name. My first time having an encounter with Pastor Bales has truly been a blessing to me. I believe that he is a true man of God who serves for the kingdom of Christ. God bless, and I will continue to pray for him and his family. That's from Wesley Wyatt. Praise the Lord. My name is Keith Davis. I am a member here at Grace Church. This ministry has been a miracle in my life. I'm changing from glory to glory. Timing is everything. God chose to use a prison ministry to teach me how to read and understand his word to us today. This ministry, along with a few other groups, has helped me to forgive myself, my mother, and people who hurt me. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I am at peace with God's will for me today. And I believe in my heart of hearts, he has used Grace Church to strengthen me with might by his spirit in my inner man and open my eyes that I may see and believe. I'd like to add a little bit to his. One day we were talking in a group meeting in my office, and this is Keith Davis, and I remember he was sharing, and he just began to weep as he was sharing. It was that, and it was very, very heart-touching as he began to think about how that ministry, how your ministry has affected him. This was a guy who was very deeply hurt, and to see the change in him now. Glory to God. This is from Antonio Harrison. What better paper to write on than this, Pastor Bales? I truly want... I don't know why he said that. This must be a paper from you or something. What better paper to write on than this, Pastor Bales? I truly want to thank you for your labor here and everywhere your feet have trodden. I feel I had an experience of the lame man when Peter and John came along and didn't offer silver and gold, but gave what they did possess, Jesus Christ. Through the seminary, have been able to also do the same to others that I have encountered and will encounter. By my growing in the knowledge of Christ, my love has abounded towards the things concerning kingdom building. I am truly in depth in Christ because of your free gift. Thank you. That's from Antonio Harrison. And I think this... My name is Martinez Witherspoon. I always get a tickle out of him because he has two last names. I've known Pastor Bales a little under a year. In that brief time, I've learned more than I have in my entire walk as a son of God. He is an excellent teacher. He has a gift that allows him to break down the word in a way that even the most feeble-minded person can grasp and glorify God. I thank God for him and all the effort he has put into equipping us to serve God to our fullest. May God continue to bless you with abundant life. Oh, always remember, think paragraphs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mine's kind of in my message, but the looks I'm kind of getting, I don't want to tell you that I have 3 pages. So 2 pages, would you accept that? Yes, sir. Amen. Well, oh, is it? Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. But I wanted to share, first of all, that my wife has certainly seen the richness of the relationship that I have with Pastor Bales. Oftentimes when I come and have a certain look on my face, she can kind of tell that we've been talking. But I can share this, that I likewise have really been so enriched. And I think that it was said so well that I'm a pastor myself, but I've never known a pastor who walks in the love of God like you do. And I can tell you, as a pastor, you get hurt a lot, and it's good to have somebody you can refer to and talk to. Amen? One of the dearest things that I think that I can recall from him is some of the same things they shared from the Word of God. But you really do see Jesus Christ in this man of God. In fact, when I come to this church, I am shocked you're not talking about knocking out walls. It shocks me. This church should be pouring over with people. And I every time I think about it, because there is just such precious teaching, deep stuff, amen, that'll turn your life around. And every time I think about it, I also have to think about the fact that if you knew what guys are doing now who have come out of the seminary, what they're teaching other people, amen, and the things that they have gotten enriched from the teachings that have gone forth from this man of God. Karen, I think that's the first time I ever heard you say anything publicly, too. So I was kind of thrilled about that. Oh, she does speak. Amen.